This is Eco Radio KC, a locally produced exploration of positive solutions to the ecological challenges we face as we work to create a healthier future for our community and the planet.
That was recorded at yesterday's Standing Rock Solidarity Rally that took place at Berkeley Riverfront Park yesterday from 11 a.m. to, I'm told, 4 p.m. I did not stay that long. My name is Mike Murphy. This is Eco Radio KC. We're not going to have any news headlines tonight because of the holiday. We gave Natural E and the rest of the crew the night off. Also, there'll be no calendar of events, but what we will bring you is excerpts from yesterday's rally at Berkeley Riverfront Park in solidarity, right on the Missouri River, in solidarity with the folks upstream in North Dakota who are fighting against the Dakota Access Pipeline. So we'll hear a little bit of that right after these messages.
Just recently on Khadija and the White Guy, we had a guest named Andre who told about his story and his turnaround.
We're bent on saving as many young people as we can.
Khadija and the White Guy airs every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Keep that dial tuned to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
This week on the Heartland Labor Forum, we discuss Matthew Desmond's book, Evicted. Without a home, everything else falls apart. Then, why did Mexican police fire on unarmed teachers and community members in June, killing 9 people? Leaders of the Mexican Teachers Union remain in jail for protesting the corporate takeover of education. Tune in Thursday at 6 p.m., rebroadcast Friday, 5 a.m.
On Sunday, September 4th, hundreds of people gathered at the Missouri River here in Kansas City. A rainbow coalition, young and old, all sorts of different backgrounds, but certainly with a very strong Native American bent. Hundreds of people there, I failed to take count, and it was hard to. What happened was people gathered at 11, and then they requested people to go down the embankment towards the river, which was kind of precarious because it was all these rocks and you had to move very slow. It probably took me 10 minutes to descend 30 feet closer to the river. And apparently, if you're on the river, that's a different rules apply than if you're in the park. And so they had all, especially the non-natives, come down and between the parking lot, the park itself, and the river, the embankment there. So camped, parked, found a good place to sit, and then ultimately Native Americans came down. And the stage for the rally was actually two pontoon boats on the river, and there was also a canoe on the river. And one of those pontoon boats were these young men you're hearing in the background, all gathered around a single frame drum sitting on a pontoon boat, all chanting in unison and playing this frame drum. At one point, someone said, "Hey, look over that way, up north a little bit on the river, on the Heart of America Bridge." And there was a banner drop, American flag, superimposed with the slogan, "One Water, One People." And I was hung up on the Heart of America Bridge. Ultimately, after what you're going to hear tonight, people did gather and march across that bridge. But like I said, I didn't join them. What we're going to hear the remainder of these drums, and we're going to hear one of the elders speak, who was the uncle of Moses Brings Plenty, who's the keynote speaker. We'll hear what Moses has to say as well. Coming up, you might hear a boat sped by, a speedboat sped by on the river, which ultimately shook the pontoon boats and the canoe. This elder from Omaha who had come down, Moses' uncle, was struggling to keep up. So you may hear some of that in the background and some of the cheering. It was a beautiful event, and the smell of sage filled the air, and it was all very peaceful and all in solidarity with what's going on in Standing Rock, North Dakota, where there is an effort to put a pipeline under the Missouri River. So lots of natives gathered up there to join in solidarity with the local natives at the Standing Rock Reservation. And I can't recommend enough, if you didn't get to hear Native Spirit live yesterday on KKFI at 5 p.m., you might want to check out the podcast. It's on kkfi.org, and it's like right on the top to the left as you scroll down to the podcast archive. So it's still on the homepage because it's brand new. But Rhonda Lavaldo had been up to the gathering up in North Dakota. She has some great audio from that you're not going to get anywhere else. And I know there are other media outlets that are starting to cover it, but not at this grassroots level. So Rhonda also speaks with some people in the studio and has some great audio clips. So check out kkfi.org and hear yesterday's program, Native Spirit, here on your community radio station. So we are going to let this play out. This was a wonderful event, and ultimately we will hear the elder first speak in, I think it's the Lakota tongue. The reason the people were cheering just there was because the elder, whose name escapes me, but it's Moses Brings Plenty's uncle, withstood the wake caused by the boat speeding by. And I'm not sure. That looked like it was of some official capacity. I don't know whether state waterways or what that was, but looked interesting. And then there was a lot of people that were collecting food and supplies. And I'm not sure if those pontoon boats were going to be heading upstream all the way up to North Dakota, all the way up the Missouri River. So we'll let this play because this is beautiful. And then you're going to hear the Moses' uncle speak in the Lakota tongue and then in English. So here we go.
Oh, po. Oya e se kana na ta ma cha pelo. Ya le pia le wa chuk da ka cha le wa hie lo. Ya ka ke ya he cha da wa hie lo. Ya ka o ga o ya te. Na ma ko da lo. Ya le to ka ti to na le na hie na ka bo ka na wo pi la e cha ke te lo. We pia we cho ka wa e cho. Na ma ni wa wa ka. Again, my name is Birdhead, last name is Birdhead, and that's my nephew Moses. It's very good to see you, but first of all, I want to say that people that put on this, I want to thank you. The organization, give it up for them. Yeah! It's a great honor to be here. I want to thank the singers too. But again, my nephew offered me tobacco in the old custom way to pray. So again, at this time, if you can, if you're able to, I'm going to pray. If you can, stand. Go ahead, stand. Honor of our mother, the earth, and this water, the beautiful water. Hatagle na topa ka tokashla na ka bahi twa po cheta wamble toka toka onchi ma khata ka onchi ma khakle no hop ta khpa on khata kheta washte u na ta kheta wa pichash ni shmani o khama ushra wa chato agna kbayo ne ha wa ka khia on o cheto na wa ki pa pa shiga bo shi chakela na ma khai chasha wa chu cha bo shi chakela po Oya te tuktek te wota pishti ka oya pablene te wakhen joshi chakida pish tuktek te wachasha oya kashken ka baki chita iso koshe ti makhpa bushi chakila pie ish tuktek te lokmane shicha pejuta shicha yuk jeshik na kakita hukte na wupia le wachokha hib le na wachalashti na loa chasha le na chalashti na let koshka iso onshi akila e onshi ke wupia mablake wka na wokila diwa etra wachalashti toka Washte ukte lo woke chozane dona le de nahi pe na woki da lo meta ke ase.
Good afternoon. You guys hear me back there? Are you sure? All right, just want to make sure. Want to say thank you to my luck sheet, my uncle Wendell Birdhead, for making a trip down from Omaha. And also to each and every one of you, again, to our organizers, Roger, Matthew, Gaylee, Patty, everyone, Kirsten, everyone that got involved in making this happen. Give them all a round of applause again, man. I mean, they're the ones who make this happen. I want to say thank you to our law enforcement down here, down the river here, looking out for us. And also, I want to say thank you for whoever hung the flag up there. And I want to begin because we are here for one reason. And this reason is right here. It's also in this bottle. This morning, I was praying and asking what could be said that's going to make an impact to our people. Because of the segregation and separation, we are in the situation that we are in today. Our environment is in trouble. Or is it? Is it us, the people, that is in trouble? The environment is strong. It is us that is not strong. At some point, we are going to have to wake up and understand that we can no longer live off the land. We have to relearn and understand how to live with the land again. While living off the land, look around the situation that we are in. Let's get back with it. Let's wake up. Being tribal exists in every single one of us. I don't care what part of the world you're a descendant from. Your ancestors had songs that would bring them to the water. Your ancestors had songs that would help them to travel upon the earth. Your ancestors had songs that made them a relative to all of the original creation. It's time to remember that again. Why look at civilization? Well, let's take a look at the history of civilization. My whole life I heard about how intelligent and how advanced the Egyptians were. How advanced the Greeks were, the Romans. Well, if they were so advanced, then why isn't that civilization still alive today? They annihilated themselves. Do we want to make the same mistake? And then I look back at history again. And I look to see who made it through the ages of time. It was tribalism that has made it through the ages of time. The individuals who knew how to live with the land. Am I right? Am I right? I'm really super thirsty, but I wanted to save some of this. Maniwatroni in my people's language, that the Buffalo Nation have given us, the water of life. This is it. We don't have some amazing spaceship that's gonna come and deliver us fresh, pure, drinkable water every 100 years, every 500, every 1,000 years. This is it. It exists within you. Now it needs us to exist so that we can continue to exist. This is the only living being on the planet that still has life when we consume it as human beings. All other things, we have to first take their life. I don't care if it's a vegetable. I don't care if it's a buffalo. Water is the only one that is still alive. I was a little boy and I grew up in this river up in South Dakota along the Cheyenne River Reservation. My grandmothers used to take me to this river as a little boy. They would pray, and then we get to go play. I swam in this river. I eat fish that came from this river. Today, our search and rescue people have to put on full body protective gear before they even get on this river. What is happening to us? Are we that asleep? Are we that numb? Look at the eyes of your child. It is them who is going to pay the consequences for our actions and our deeds. We have a language that we are born with, and that language is called action. It is called movement. Move it, put it to use for the goodness of them. Put it to use to protect them. Without them, without this environment, there is going to be no more us. There's going to be no more someone carrying on your name. There's going to be no more pride and ego. It is time to come back to being humble for the sake of what it means to be a real human being. My whole life I had dealt with terrorism. Today we hear about terrorism. We hear about ISIL, ISIS, whatever name you want to give them. But what about the terroristic threats that are happening in this very country? What about the terrorism that is happening that is about to be started upon this river and many other rivers?
Yeah.
This pipeline that is going in is going to cross over 200 streams and rivers. Think about that. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out. That when, it's not a matter of if, when that pipeline breaks, we are in trouble. If you want to know what it's like to go without water, go visit the small villages in Africa. Go visit people who have no water. In fact, go for days without it. Go 4 days without this water. Then maybe we would overcome our fear and put our voice to work. We would overcome our fear and learn how to stand. Because we have no more room to back up. We have no more room to compromise. We are standing on the feet of our children today, now. We're standing on the throats of unborn children that are yet to come. are doing that. Why isn't Hillary Clinton speaking up? She says she's about women's rights. If she's about women's rights, then she should be standing up for the sake of future mothers and grandmothers. Why isn't Donald Trump speaking up? He says he wants to create a better economy in this country. This environment can't handle any more economy. This environment cannot handle any more jobs of man's structure. If you want to transport this oil, then do so with people, not a pipeline that crosses rivers and streams. That's how you create an economy. Make sure you supply the people, all people necessary needed to transport things safely, environmentally safely. So I look at us. Yes, I am upset at Bakken, the construction company that is laying this pipeline. But I am also thankful because they brought us all together. We think 9/11 was a great tragedy. Wait till this pipeline breaks. It's going to be a greater tragedy. Remember, this river flows all the way down to Gulf of Mexico. Think about all these people along this river that are going to be affected. Millions. Millions. Not just a few thousand, but millions. And for how many generations is that going to take effect? Many. Many generations. I thought about bringing a quart of oil and a jar of water and pouring the oil in the water in the coffee filter and filtering the oil back out and see who would all drink it. That's how they clean it. And they call it clean. 470,000 barrels is going to be pumped through that line. They say up to 580, possibly more, which tells me that they already have in their mind they're going to push that pipeline to its max ability, to its max and beyond. For the sake of dollars. Dollars. We can't eat money. I tried it once when I was a kid. It didn't work. It didn't work. And so we have to come back to the reality of who we are as human beings. This isn't a tribal issue. This isn't one race issue in North Dakota. This is about every single one of us. In this country, I don't care if you have people that live on the West Coast and the East Coast, it's going to affect everyone. Everyone. We have to, you know what, I would like to know, does anyone know a good lawyer that we can get and file a civil lawsuit against the oil company? I don't want to have to wait till this water's polluted to file a lawsuit. I want to do one now because I live downstream from where this pipe is crossing. We have numbers to Washington, D.C. Call them. You have an online petition. No, DAPL, change.org. Get on it. Sign it. Spread the word. Spread the word. You are the word, so spread the word. Carry that word with you wherever you go. Carry it to your homes. Carry it to your family reunions. Carry it to your gatherings. Keep talking about it. I was up in North Dakota last weekend. It's intense because the people in those camps are praying. The people on the other side are carrying arms. They have drones that come in. They have drones that come in and fly in at night with heat sensors to keep a count of how many campers are there. They have planes that will come daily, fly over and circle the camps. They have hired armed militia on the other side. They have snipers on the other side. Yesterday, women and children, along with men, was attacked by their security guards and their dogs. They released their dogs and they got attacked and bitten. What they are doing is for us too. I am tired. I'm tired of living a life like this. I'm tired of having to stand up every single day and speak about what is destroying us. Just once in my life before I die, I want to be able to look at a child and share some joyful stories.
God's children. Many years ago, people caused war over spices. And it went from spices to lumber, and then from lumber to gold. Now today, our brothers and sisters, our aunties and uncles fought for oil. One day, your children may have to go to war for this. My grandfather told me, Philip brings plenty. I had owned one water gun as a child, and I filled it one time. He saw me chasing my younger brother, squirting it, and my grandfather said, Hakoja Hiopo, come here, grandchild. What are you doing? I said, I'm playing with my water gun. He said, you shouldn't play with water, because one day you're going to have to buy that. Well, we hauled our water. It just took our work. It was free, but we had to work. Well, my grandfather reminded me the day I saw a water bottle for sale. And then he went on to say that one day, Lena, this land, our land, will shake herself. She's going to shake us to wake up. And if we still don't wake up, shortly after that, the water is going to become poison. And those who waste it, those who neglected it, are going to be the ones to scream and cry for it first. I don't want to be those who are going to scream and cry for it first. So I'm screaming and crying for it now.
Yeah.
Now, for it to live. As long as it lives, we shall live. Your body is made up of 67% water. As a child, it is more. You are this river. You are this river. So be that. I want to say thank you again. This is, again, please, relatives, please. Don't discredit me with braids because I have braids on and I'm Indian. This is an Indian thing. Don't discredit me because I'm an actor. Remember, Sitting Bull was an actor too. He worked theater. And he was a great holy man. Let's don't discredit each other. We call this place the United States of America. Let's be united and make it a beautiful country again. Let's come back to being we the people. We the people! We the people!
And that was Moses Brings Plenty, recorded yesterday at Berkeley Riverfront Park here in Kansas City, right on the Missouri River, for as part of the solidarity with the No Dakota Access Pipeline group at Standing Rock Reservation up in North Dakota. We're going to hear a program we used to air on KKFI called